This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
I know everyone says this, but he's just, to me, I didn't know him as well, but he felt like a normal guy.
I mean, it felt very scary because I never heard or see something like that. So it was very scary, but I managed to keep myself so I can get the little kids outside, my sister-in-law. I'm trying to do what to do next, and we don't know what to do.
Two cities, 13 hours, 29 people dead. This is despicable, disgusting, and unacceptable. As an American, I am sad for all of us, and I am sad at the state that we are in this country. The angry, nasty rhetoric, the white supremacist manifestos, we know where this comes from. A shooter that shows no remorse whatsoever, opening fire on innocent people. And this is two shooters, two different cities. Boy, this is awful, awful for all of us. Seriously, I really weep. And what can we do about it? What can we do besides, say, thoughts and prayers? It takes action, and we need action in this country. That's what we need. Hi, I'm Kate Delaney, and welcome to the show. I didn't think we would kick off this week talking about angry white guys opening fire with everything seemingly to live for. To me, life is precious. They had their lives. They gave them up and took others along the way. Two very different stories in one sense, and I'm going to go through some of the details on that, but I would say it's shocking, but it's not shocking because of the amounts of shootings that we've had. For God's sake, we're not safe in church. Our kids aren't safe in school. We're not safe going to the Walmart. We're not safe in going to the mall. We can't go to work. And this isn't an exaggeration. Do I think we should be paranoid? Do I think that we should stay in our houses and isolate? Of course not. What can we do? What can we do to try to nip these tragedies before they unfold? And I will say at the top, law enforcement, bravo, because, of course, they react as fast as they can. As fast as they can. They can only get to where they can get to the second they know. The second they know. So there's a call for the ban on assault weapons. Where do you stand on that? 855-266-5283. I did an unofficial poll of people that I know. Most who support the Second Amendment rights and hunting and guns and whatnot say, yeah, ban the assaults. And we do know on the black market, yes, somebody can get them. But kids who are 19, more difficult trying to maneuver around the black market. Somebody who's 20-something, same thing. Takes a little bit longer. I'm for responsible gun ownership. I've said that before. Look, I grew up with uncles who hunted, and I grew up with plenty of people who were responsible gun owners. There is such a difference. Such a difference. And yes, again, I know, people that want to do something damning to other people can resort to other means to do that. But it's so easy to spray those bullets, and we know it. We've had people on the show, conservative, lifelong Republicans, who say, ban assault weapons now. They're hunters. They served in the military. They know what assault weapons can do and tear the flesh and how quickly people go down. So much to talk about here. So sad, the loss of life. And I always say it is about the victims. Too often we focus on the nut jobs, the killers, versus the people who are gone, whew, wiped off the face of the earth. How do you take the lives of young children? How? How do you do that? I was just reading stories before I came on the air, and then somebody sent me about the Dayton shooting, because this was the later shooting. The El Paso one happened first, and we'll get to that. You heard me say the timeline, an overview. And then there was the Dayton shooting. So there was a mother of two. She was going to be a nurse. She was studying to be a nurse hard. She was a graduate student. She was caring for cancer survivors. That's what she was doing when her life ended in Dayton, Ohio. So this 24-year-old killed nine people. He opens fire on a packed street lined with bars and restaurants about 1 o'clock on Saturday night. He killed his younger sister. Was she the target? Who knows? She was an environmental science student at Wright State University. She was going to graduate next year. I will say his name once. Connor Betts was his name. You heard at the top people describing, well, he seemed like a normal guy. And we keep hearing that same thing, but people don't know what lies beneath. There was another 27-year-old nursing student. She had a newborn, and a daughter. The newborn will never meet her mother, never. Only hear stories. Another 25-year-old in town for an internship at a cancer center, dead. Another 25-year-old, father of two girls, two boys. You know how old those kids were? 2 to 8. I lost my father not to some random nut job with a gun, but I lost my father when I was 8, and it's horrible when you lose a parent that young. But to have them gunned down this way, a 2-year-old and an 8-year-old, wow. And what did he do? He was a factory worker, and he happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. Then there was 57-year-old Derek Fudge. He was out with his son, his son's fiance, and a bunch of others when he was killed. They were celebrating. They were in line to get some food. His son is so distraught he can't wrap his mind around it, I'm certain. Then there was 36-year-old Beatrice Warren Curtis. She was out with friends, also gunned down. 38-year-old Shahid Saleh, gunned down, out with friends. Wow. Unbelievable? No. Because we've seen this too much. We don't get to say unbelievable anymore. We don't get to say, oh, I'm shocked. No, we're not shocked by this anymore. And apparently, the Dayton mass shooter had a hit list on his a bathroom wall when he was in high school. He had certain behaviors now that are being talked about. Close your eyes for a second and imagine your son, your daughter, runs to get ice cream. You're hanging out. You're watching a Netflix movie. Oh, they don't come back. Ah, sorry. They were in the middle of a mass shooting. Wow. That's just Dayton. We haven't even gotten to El Paso and the mother shopping for school supplies who was killed, shielding her baby from the gunfire. I'm angry. I don't know about the rest of you. 855-266-5283. Kate Delaney, I'll meet you on the other side.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
I just want to also thank the law enforcement in both places. The job they've done is incredible. I also want to congratulate them. I mean, nobody could have done what they've done. This could have been as bad as it was. It could have been so much worse. I just have to thank them. The job they've done is incredible.
Donald Trump is responsible for this. He's responsible because he is stoking fears and hatred and bigotry. He is responsible because he's failing to condemn white supremacy and see it as it is, which is responsible for such a significant amount of the terrorist attacks.
All right, that was Senator Cory Booker, his opinion on the president and his role in what has happened. And then, of course, before that, the president thanking law enforcement and how they responded. You can throw out your takes as we move along. 855-266-5283. I'm taking the cover off of this. For me, assault weapons, you're done. Get rid of the assault weapons. I know they're on the black market. I understand they're weapons of war and they work, because trust me, I have plenty of friends that went to war and I get it. I've held an assault weapon. I understand what they do, and I am not anti-gun. I am for responsible gun ownership, and I've said that the entire 15 years that I've been on the show, and many people around me have guns, cousins, other family members, etc. I don't personally have a gun, but people around me do, and I have been to target practice. I know my way around some handguns, and I've talked to many, many, many people about this. But the reason I say that with the assault ban, we had it before. Yes, there's a black market. There's always a black market. Yes, there's always a way. We can always use that excuse. But when I'm a kid and I'm screwed up in the head and I am reading white supremacist nonsense on the internet or whatever I'm reading, and it's pulled me in, and this is my mantra, and I'm angry, and whatever, and I have a mental illness, and whatever it is that has set me off, and I have access to that, it just means it's a killing machine that can kill more people. So if I have a handgun, and I'm a nut job, and I do this, and I destroy lives, you can gun me down faster, and I think, and you have less chance of more people dying. 20 people died in El Paso. El Paso is a place that means something to me because of, one, how Texans have treated me like I'm one of their own. I'm married to a Texan, and my career started in El Paso, Texas, and the people there couldn't have been more genuine and nicer to me as a very green television anchor and reporter. And I remember many instances where people reached out to help me, even in moving, etc. It was the best place I could have started a career as a young 20-year-old. And to hear this was so upsetting to me, and I have many friends in El Paso. Thank God they're all right. They didn't happen to be in the wrong place. So in the case of El Paso, you have the shooter who will, they believe, be tried as a domestic terrorist. So didn't show any remorse, didn't particularly seem upset by what was happening. Survivors say it was massive confusion in Walmart where, you know, it was the second to last weekend before the start of school. 1,000 or so customers were in the Walmart at the time on a place called Gateway Boulevard when a 21-year-old Patrick Crucis had come in and decided this was the day that he was going to open fire. And supposedly he posted an anti-immigrant screen all over the place on online message boards and on a site known for anti-Semitic and other comments, that kind of stuff. He surrendered to police. 20 people died and dozens of others were wounded in the deadliest mass shooting in America in 2 years. And there's all kinds of stories about what's happened and who were the people that were killed and how the timing was just the worst timing in the world that you can imagine. So random, boom, you're there, you turn around and that's it. And the bullets start to fly. 911 calls immediately made and response very quickly. But police say the first call about the shooter reached them at 10:39. They got there at 10:45. He was on the move, they believe, for about 15 minutes. You know, look at, again, the timing, the weapon he had, all of that. Employees there tried to save customers. How about that? I mean, people trying to shield people, help people, lead them out of the exits while gunfire is going off around them. He was circling through the store, and, of course, he got the most casualties through the exit doors as he was going in, as people were going out. He reloaded his weapon, all that kind of stuff, and wow. Again, how you, it must feel to be the relatives of any of these people. I just cannot imagine. If you love anyone, including yourself, by the way, you would never want to be in this situation. Let's go to Pete in Texas. Hey, Pete.
Hey. You knew hey. I'd be calling you on this one.
I know. What do you think?
These kiddos are pretty jacked up. They're mentally... I don't know. They got problems. They really do.
Yes, yes.
This is bad. These guys are, you know, this internet's a double-edged sword. You can read all that crap about the right, the supremacy and all that, but you can always look on there and see how to school yourself in survival. Think about that, you know. If you have to, pick up a damn book and learn to be a survivalist. It's not that hard. You just got to stay out of crowds. You got to do your business. You get in, you get out, you mind your own business, and you look people in the eye. right smack dab in my eye. If they give you any shit, excuse my French, then you just walk on by. Just keep walking.
Yeah.
You're
right about the crowds. You're absolutely right. We've had people on, and I'll have more people on. You have to know what to do in these situations. You can't be blind to it anymore. We can't say, well, that will never happen here. You're absolutely right, Pete. You have to know
how
to respond to an act. Yep, school yourself. You have to know how to respond to an active shooter. If you have concealed and carry, be ready to use it. Be a responsible gun owner. Know how to use it. Know really how to take someone down. Yeah.
Brain weekly.
Yeah.
All right, I'm out.
Yeah. All right, Pete, thanks. All right, he makes some good points, points that I would say, too. The crowds in and out, look people in the eye, don't take anything from anyone, and also make that decision immediately. It's easy to say that, though, you know, as Pete and I just mentioned there, but, and that's the thing, you've got to really put your mindset into that, because you're at this Walmart on a Saturday in El Paso, and you're not thinking this way. You're not thinking, look, there's so many people here. I'm picking up a backpack. I'm picking up a lunchbox. I'm grabbing some grub. I'm doing whatever. I mean, your mind doesn't go that way, except for, as Pete said, you're in crowds. So you're in crowds when you go to festivals, concerts, all of that. Look for exits. Know exactly what the scoop is around you. It is smart to do that. And now we all have to be vigilant about that. And certainly in the last 10 years, I've had many, many people on. Robert Siciliano comes to mind. I've probably had him on 20 times. You see him a lot on, if you watch any cable news or even network news, he comes on to talk about what do you do, how do you do this. I'm going to have my friend who's a police officer, I'll see him on Saturday. I'm going to have him come on the show, and he's a police officer in Texas. I'm going to have him come on and talk about what to do in these situations. What do you really do, no matter what your age, no matter if you're 80 years old and you're listening to me, or you're on the younger side and you're in your 20s? What do you do? How do you help people? What do you do to scramble? That whole kind of thing. Certainly we know kids in schools, this is normal. They have active shooter drill training. I mean, they do, because they know that this is a possibility. And they prepare for it. They prepare the kids for it. What is the teacher going to do? What can we do? What happens to try to cut down on casualties? God forbid if there is any, because maybe you get lucky enough. And there's always these brave souls who go right after the people. And we've seen that there have been heroes. And there was certainly in this case where many people scrambled to cover up people, to grab them and pull them away from where the shooting was coming. But it still is always so shocking when you hear that pop, pop, pop. All right, hang with us. More to come here on this version of my show. Kate Delaney.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer called on Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to bring the Senate back early for an emergency session following the mass shootings
in Ohio and Texas.
I'm here tonight to say that Majority Leader McConnell should once and for all do the right thing, gavel the Senate into an emergency session so we can take immediate action on the bipartisan, already passed House bill that will close the loopholes that allow people who shouldn't have guns to have them.
And now, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is recovering at home in Kentucky after suffering a shoulder fracture in a fall this afternoon. McConnell tripped on his outdoor patio at his Louisville home and has been treated and released after getting medical attention. David Popp, a spokesman, said the 77-year-old McConnell is working from home in Louisville and will continue working there for a few days. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Oh. You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
A lot of people jumped on the mailbag action. This is an active audience when it comes to sending me emails. You can also throw in your 2 cents at 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. I'm going to go to a couple of the emails that I got first. This one was from Mac, who said, "Wow, what was the deal with the guy and the man? The 21-year-old white moron who murdered all those people in those shootings by the border in that Walmart, what was his disgruntled nonsense about?" Well, nonsense is it. He lists all kinds of things. It was a Word document, and it was posted to this message board, 8chan, and it appeared about a half hour before the shooting. And it said the inconvenient truth, and it, of course, was ripping on immigration, announced that the attack was a response to the Hispanic invasion of Texas. And this is a guy who actually graduated from a high school maybe 20 minutes outside of Dallas, Plano Senior High. He was in Collin College in the fall of 2017. He was a student there this past spring, and people are saying, you know, look, his father was a licensed professional counselor who specialized in addiction recovery. They were stunned. They had no idea. In the manifesto, he advocated for a plan to divide the nation's territories by race, warned of an imminent yet unspecified attack. So that's what he said in his manifesto. He was able to kill, as I've mentioned before, 20 people, injured 27 in the shooting, 27 injured. And what people are saying is they're stunned. They, you know, live so close to him. The family had no idea, didn't seem that anything was off. And so often, this is what we, you know, this is what we hear. This one is from Marvin. And Marvin says, Kate, I've emailed the show before. It's been a while. I do listen to the show. A lot of times I'm listening to you as a podcast because I'm traveling. And I have to say, I really don't have any words for these shootings. After the first one happened, that was bad enough. And then to hear about Dayton, it's just pure evil. And this whole white supremacy nonsense, this crap has to end. I mean, give me a break. It's not even worth having a discussion about. Even the president's daughter condemned the shootings, of course, and said white supremacy, like any kind of terrorism, is evil and has to be destroyed. And that says it all. It has to be destroyed. It's senseless. If people's minds are that malleable, and especially somebody who's lonely, disheartened for whatever reason, and they latch on to this evil, it is like a cancer. It gets in their bones. The right person with the right motivation, which is sadly the sick and twisted wrong thing, but this enables them to act, right? All right, so Lindsey Graham is calling for red flag laws. Do you know what red flag laws are? They give law enforcement more authority to confiscate weapons from dangerous people. So if Congress enacts the red flag laws, extreme risk protection orders in every state, and increase resources to mental health support, the thought is this could be one road to go down, because then they can get those guns from people who could perhaps use them for the wrong reason. So the El Paso gunman didn't do the president any favors, by the way, when he shouted pro-Trump. He was screaming pro-Trump and anti-immigrant statements when he was firing the shots. So they're looking even deeper into this rambling manifesto. And he really focused on the Hispanics. And he talked about the concern over Texas becoming blue in upcoming elections and all of that. So I like the idea of the red flag laws. I mean, I'll say it again. I'm for responsible gun ownership, and I'm for, of course, anything that's evil and fans the fuel of hatred and sick, twisted ideals, and the wrong people get that in their minds and it seeps in. We know throughout history, I mean, we can point to all kinds of events that have happened that have led people to do out of your mind things and take the lives of others. But the stories are, we're just drowning in sad stories of this evil. And, you know, we can say sympathy and all of that, but boy, oh boy, when you're the family and you're just out of your mind with grief and sick and sad. Anybody who's lost anybody, you know how hard it is anyway. But then you lose them this way. Life is precious. And people who don't think life is precious are willing to take it and give up their own. In the case of the El Paso murderer, alleged murderer, he'll go on trial. In the case of Dayton, he was gunned down, so he doesn't. And then it's a question of pouring through what his beliefs were, where he was posting, all of that. And it's, wow, it's just incredibly awful to think that a weekend that should have been an easy breezy weekend ends up not being that for too many. And they keep saying the same thing, that there's no remorse whatsoever in with the El Paso shootings from the gunman, that he's volunteering information, doesn't have any regrets, could care less. He turned himself in after this. He left his car in the parking lot, walked over to the cop cars where he was arrested with no incident, because there was no incident to be had. He said, nah, I'm here. Let's talk about what I did. And in the case of Dayton, different story. he was, again, gunned down. So now it's about piecing together the profile, if this helps for future cases. The NRA, by the way, has issued a statement expressing sympathy for the families of the shooting victims in El Paso and Dayton, Ohio. And they say the NRA is committed to the safe and lawful use of firearms by those exercising their Second Amendment freedoms. We will not participate in the politicizing of these tragedies, but as always, we will work in good faith to pursue real solutions that protect us all from people who commit these horrific acts. So then we've got this one from Christopher, and Christopher says, Kate, it just makes me so sad. I just felt melancholy over the weekend after, and I don't get that way after hearing about the stories in El Paso and the stories in Dayton. I had to stop listening to it. When it first happened, I wanted to find out more information, but then I quickly moved on from that. But I realized that the people who have lost mothers, daughters, sons, nephews, nieces, good friends, they can't move on. Eventually, hopefully they will, but I think you never get over that kind of a tragedy. In fact, we've seen that in other cases where the victims' families, certain members have taken their own lives because they couldn't deal with the sorrow anymore. And that's what I pray for. I pray for the peace of the victims' families so that they can survive and they can try to move on with their lives. And that's a good thought. If that's where you want to go. That they have recovery. They find some kind of recovery. And what is that, right? What is that for recovery? And imagine in Ohio, by the way, the family, let's say the family of the shooter, because the family of the shooter may be stunned about, one, their son, but also that their son killed their daughter. So they lost both of them. And not to mention everything else that has happened. Wow. What's very interesting about this is the 24-year-old Connor, I said I was just going to say his name once, but his mother, there was a story about his mother and the son. They were only 2 years apart, the daughter and the son. They were in a pub in Dayton, and they were posing for a selfie, and it was posted to Facebook, and she had a post where she said she was a lucky mother, and here both kids were killed a block from where they posed for that selfie. And what caused this 24-year-old to kill his sister and 8 other people? And they were stunned. The family, the husband and the wife, the parents of these two kids were just absolutely stunned. They don't, you know, they don't have any answers. None as to how did this happen. But then you have a classmate saying that he was bullied in high school. So here we go again, that the shooter was bullied in high school and he made that hit list I talked about and he was planning to shoot up the high school, but he didn't do it. But he had been bullied and it had a deep effect on him. Wow. Coming up on the show, by the way, if you have any thoughts, you can always send them to me, katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact, and that's where you'll find me. More to come on the shootings and some other things that happened over the weekend as well. Stay tuned.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
He was evil, but I can assure you that I'm convinced no one from El Paso would have ever done this. It's not our nature, our culture, and I don't know about him. I mean, it's pure evil as far as I can characterize it.
If Dayton police had not gotten to the shooter in under a minute, and think of that, 26 injured, 9 dead, hundreds of people in the Oregon district could be dead today. And that work and that bravery by our first responders is something that moves me to get up every morning to continue to do this work.
All right, so that was Nam Whaley, who you heard there talking about what happened as far as the Dayton shooting and how they responded so quickly. And then before that, Robert Gomez, he is a sergeant with the El Paso Police Department. And he said, you know, this does not happen here. He is not from here. You heard what he mentioned there. And it was obviously a weekend that they did not expect, either one of them. And it is about that response. And, of course, Nan Whaley is the mayor of Dayton, Ohio. And she was responding again to what happened and, you know, what... you know, how quickly the response was there, where it could have been so much worse. She did go on to say, when is enough going to be enough? So 9 people killed in Dayton, 27 wounded in this entertainment district where people were jammed all over the place. and then the shooting taking place less than 24 hours after the killing in El Paso. Kate Delaney, sadly, this is the way we kick off the week, talking about this and what happened. You know, in El Paso, the gunmen wore body armor and killed 9 and wounded, you know, 27 or less than 24 hours after the mass killing in El Paso, a gunman that I was just talking about, Dayton, wore body armor, killed 9 and wounded 27 others. So police patrolling in the area shot and killed him within a minute of the 1 a.m. attack. And imagine how quickly he was able to get to that many people. He had extra mags. He had a .223 caliber rifle. So, you know, they're investigating more. They're looking into anything else that they could uncover. But this was a situation where it's great that they were patrolling in this Oregon district and were right there. And who knows, she's right, how many lives that they saved. And this is an area where you have local businesses and restaurants and a lot of that local flavor. They designed it that way. So it was supposed to be a walking area where there would be so many people that would be gathered in that area. And that's why. Because they can walk comfortably. There's places to park. So more people can get down there. And there's more people gathered as a result of that. Throughout this week, of course, we'll have more shine a light on what you can do, how you can be more vigilant when you're out there and you're exposed, so to speak, but not be paranoid and not live your life, but just be in control of what you can control, seemingly. And also, from a police officer's point of view, what has happened? What is it like to respond? And then also from a psychologist's point of view, what do we do now? We're at this tipping point. We've had these conversations. What can we do? How can we find these people? Is there a way to find them and help them before it's too late? Because so often what it becomes is, well, we didn't know that. He seemed like a nice guy, or, well, he was bullied once in school, unless it's completely, no, we knew. But you're not hearing that a lot. And then people don't know what they're doing when they've moved on and they're living in another area. And how do you do that? Where's that connection? And it's like Pete in Texas said when he called in the beginning of this show, the internet can be used for all sorts of purposes, and sadly, the internet is also a place where you can hide in the shadows and there's all kinds of vitriol and nastiness and snarkiness and angry, hateful, white supremacist rhetoric and all kinds of whatever you want to find there. It's a smorgasbord of evil and hatred in some cases. So you have time. You're on the internet. You're lonely. You feel isolated. You had somebody do something that made you feel less than, and you're a young guy with no friends. Maybe you're not employed. Maybe you are barely employed. Maybe you're employed, but you don't know anyone at work and you feel even more isolated. I mean, we've seen these stories play out over and over and over again. I mean, are we numb to this now at this point? Firing in schools, concerts, churches. Wow. I wish there was some kind of language for this. And the language is, we need to act. We need to do more. What can we do? What is it that we can do as a nation of very different people from all walks of life who I've seen come together in amazing situations? How can we reach out and help other people? What can we do? You know, the saddest thing you always see, because now it's like when people are killed, there's a mass shooting or something horrible happens. You have the city's name and it says El Paso strong, Dayton strong, wherever the places are, Parkland strong, this place strong, that place strong. And I get it and whatever to unify people. But when you see police tape, and this really puts it into perspective for me, and then all you see in the street, because now the bodies have been picked up. But what you see is just shoes and clothing strewn about, because those are the chaos, people running, shoes flying off, or the shoes of dead people where they just grab them and try to get them off the street, or maybe try to save them, or people that were injured. And it's just a pile of shoes and this awful-looking police tape, because that's where they were gunned down. And you know what it reminds me of? If you tour, and if you tour it, trust me, you'll have feelings. But if you tour Auschwitz or some of the Holocaust museums and you see all the shoes, they were shoes from the people who were slaughtered. And you just see piles of shoes. And you think there were people in those shoes. There were people in those shoes on the street in Dayton. There were people in those shoes in El Paso that might not be here any longer. Little people. New mothers. People trying to make a difference in their communities. People making a difference in their communities who are gone. And once the dust settles and then we move on to whatever the next tragedy, crisis happening is, protest, then we think of it in the past tense. Oh, yeah, remember that happened. Remember when that happened? Like, I was just thinking, how many shootings have we had, and can we remember where they were? Could you name all of the last 10 places, the 10 mass shootings that have taken place? And I bet you can't. You could remember it when it happened, and he said it was awful, but then we move on to whatever the next tragedy is, the next victims of this vitriol and this hate. And what the world does need is more love, more reaching out to people who are in these states of chaoticness in their heads because of whatever they've been fueled by and whatever mental disease or issue they're dealing with. Because you're obviously not in your right mind when you do that. It's like listening to what they're saying about the shooter who shows no remorse. None. He just goes into a store, a Walmart, picks that store in El Paso, and dozens of people wounded with bullets in their legs, all kinds of things. Haven't even talked about them. And he says, they describe him as dead eyes, no feeling, just saying what happened. Wow. He could go on trial and face the death penalty. He will go on trial, but he could face the death penalty, and it's looking like they're going to really call for that. Any thoughts, you can send them to me. Of course, again, KateDelaneyRadio.com. Hug your loved ones. Make it count, everybody.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.